大家晚上好。
Good evening, everyone.
非常欢迎来到我们中间的福音朋友们。
We so welcome all of the gospel friends.
像我们刚才唱到一首诗叫《感谢神》。
The hymn we just sang is about thanking God.
那我想我们很多人都过感恩节。
I believe a lot of us do celebrate Thanksgiving.
我想我们应该知道我们为什么要感谢？感谢的是谁？
And then we need to know whom he is that we're so thankful for.
他为我们做了什么？
What has he done for us?
第二首歌也告诉我们有一位神，他是又真又活的神。
And the second thing we said is that we have this God who is living and who is true.
他赐给我们新的生命，活在我们里面。
He has given us this new life and he's living within us.
那好吧，我们先来读一点圣经的话。
Shall we now first read some passages in the Bible?
啊，好吧，我们先翻到诗篇二十四篇。
First, please turn to Psalm 24.
二十四篇，我们读第三到第六节。
Verses 3-6.
诗篇二十四篇第三节说：谁能登耶和华的山？谁能站在他的圣所？就是守节心清，不向虚妄起誓，不怀诡诈的人，他必蒙耶和华赐福，又蒙救他的神使他诚意。这是寻求耶和华的族类，是寻求里面的雅各。
Psalm 24 verse 3. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart,who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face.
我想我们看到两幅的图画。
Here we see two pictures.
一个是登山的图画。
One is a picture of ascending into the hill.
另外一个是站在圣所。
The other picture is standing in God's holy place.
有一位至圣的至高的神。
And there is this most holy, most high God.
我们站在他的面前。
And here we stand before him.
我们能够通过这样一个考试吗？
Are we able to pass a test like this?
就我们注意留一个人，他叫雅各。
And here we also take notice of this one person whose name is Jacob.
我想我们再来读起初的经文。
Now shall we again read a few other passages?
我们就按照圣经的次序来好了。创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8, according to the order of the Bible.
创世纪第八章，我们读二十一节当中括号里的字。
We will.Read Genesis verse 21.
创世纪八章二十一节，括号里说，人从小时心里怀着恶念。八章二十一节中间。
Genesis 8:21, the Lord said,
人从小时心里怀着恶念。
Only Chinese Bible has this.Man from his childhood has this evil thought.
然后我们翻到三十三章。
And also chapter 33.
刚才我们看到一个人叫雅各。
Now we just noticed that a man whose name is Jacob.
那么他有一个哥哥叫以扫。
And his brother is Esau.
三十三章第四节。
Verse 4.
所以以扫跑来迎接他，将他抱住，又搂着他的金像与他亲嘴，两个人就哭了，哥哥和弟弟。
But Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him and they wept. This is brothers.
第九节。
Verse 9.
哥哥对弟弟说，以扫说，兄弟啊，我的已经够了，你的仍归你吧。
Now the brother Esau said to Jacob, verse 9, but Esau said, I have enough, my brother, keep what you have for yourself.
然后我们翻到新约的罗马书。
Now Romans chapter 9 in New Testament.
罗马书第一章。
chapter 1.
第一章第十八节。
Verse 18.
我们读前半句。
We will read the first half.
说原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上。
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of man.
我们留意不虔不义。
That's note here, ungodliness and unrighteousness.
然后从二十一节我们读。
And then now, verse 21.
因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他，也不感谢他，他们的思念变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了，自称为聪明，反成了愚拙。
Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful.But became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools.
我们留意虚妄两个字。
Now let's pay attention to this futile.
第四章最后一节。
Chapter 4, last verse.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
耶稣被交给人是为我们的过犯，复活是为叫我们称义。
He was delivered up, this is Jesus, was delivered up because of our offense and was raised because of our justification.
然后我们到第九章。
Chapter
9. 第九章十三节。
Verse 13.
刚才我们讲了一对兄弟，我们现在读十三节。正如经上所记，雅各是我所爱的，以扫是我所恶的。
We just talked about two brothers here.As it is written, Jacob I have loved, but Esau I have hated.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
据此看来，这不在乎那定义的，也不在乎那奔跑的，只在乎发怜悯的神。
So then it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy.
最后我们看启示录第六章。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 6.
第十五节到十七节，说地上的君王、臣宰、将军、富户、壮士和一切为奴的、自主的，都藏在山洞和岩石穴里，向山和岩石说：“倒在我们身上吧，把我们藏起来，躲避做宝座者的面目和羔羊的愤怒，因为他们愤怒的大日到了，谁能站得住呢？
15. And the kings of the earth, the great man, the rich man, the commander, the mighty man, every slave and every free man, hid themselves in the caves and in the rocks of the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne.And from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come, and who is able to stand?
我们留意羔羊的愤怒。
Notice here the wrath of this Lamb.
谁能站得住？
Who is able to stand?
我想我们圣经就念到这里。
We now conclude our Bible verses.
我想我们刚才说看到一幅登山的图画。
We just mentioned that we see that a picture of ascending into the hill.
其实有人说人生就像在登山。
And some people say that our life is just like ascending into hill.
当我在很小的时候呢，我就接受了这样的教育。
When I was very young, I received an education like this.
世上无难事，只要肯登攀。
There is no difficult thing in this world as long as you're willing to try to ascend to it.
啊，也就是说，我们人生登攀了，只要我们努力了就可以了。
That tells us that as long as we strive, we work hard, we will be able to ascend.
说这句话的人是很有本事的人。
He who says things like this is very capable.
但是非常有意思的。
But something is very interesting here.
说这句话的在他临终的时候。
A person who might say things like this, but at the time he is about to die.
据说是最他最拿手的领域的里面。
In a place where he is most gifted in.
他里面跟人跟他最亲密的那些人讲。
that he would speak to those who are closest to him.
他说啊，这等他死了以后啊，到底会发生什么啊？血雨腥风啊！
血雨腥风。
血雨腥风。
He said, "What's going to happen to me after I die? That's going to be a horrible thing that would happen with blood and with dread."
你们会怎么样？只有天知道。
And what would happen to you? Only God knows.
那些都他对他所做的那些事情，他没有把握了。
That's to say, he is no longer so sure of the things he has been doing.
他对这件事情做成做不成更没有把握了。
And he has even no more any assurance about the thing that could be done or not.
这人是有很多自夸的地方的。
Man would always pride himself in so many things.
当讲到登山的时候
，When we talk about ascending into a hill.
那小时候我就知道啊，人啊，包括中国人、外国人都登到了最高的这世界的珠穆朗玛峰上面了。
We all know that when people, whether they are Chinese or foreigners, they would try very hard to ascend even to the highest mountain.
人里面有种自豪啊，我们征服了最高的山。
And men would have this pride within their hearts. See, we have conquered the highest mountain.
不光如此，刚才说那句只要肯登攀的人呢、啊，他还讲了一句，我们还要到九天揽月。
And they also, the person who says, they want to ascend into a hill, they want to take one step further. That they would ascend into the heavens.
果然，人不光登到了最高的山上，人也登到了月亮上了。
Indeed, men not only have ascended to the highest mountain, but they have even ascended into the moon.
啊，人觉得这个航天业就也非常的发达。
So, aviation is so advanced now.
但是有一件事，在86年有一个叫做挑战者号的航天飞机，它在空中爆炸了。
But in 1986, there is this spaceship exploded in the air.
03年有个叫做哥伦比亚的航天飞机坠毁。
And in 2003, Columbia, the spaceship also exploded.
这是值得人类深思的两件事情。
So these are the two things men really should think deep.
我们真的那么有本事吗？
Are we really so capable?
我们不讲那么好像很尖端的东西，我们讲日常的生活。
Now let's not talk about all these very advanced technology. Let's talk about our daily living.
那很多人都是觉得，实际上人生这座山是不容易登的。
Even in our daily life, people would think that even the mountain of man is very hard to ascend.
那么有这样的一句顺口溜。
Therefore, we have this kind of saying.
说这个现在交通工具越来越发达了，但是人在这个上班路上的时间越来越多了。
Even though transportation has been better and better, but it has been taking longer and longer time to travel.
工作效率越来越高了，但是工作的时间越来越长了。
Even though the efficiency at work has been better and better, but the time that you spend at work is longer and longer.
家里的这样的电器越来越先进了，在家里待的时间越来越少了。
We have more and more the advanced electronic appliances, but less and less time we spend at home.
我过去呢，看到有一个小孩子的一个家长，他跟我这么说。
I used to see this parent of a child who said this to me.
他说人生很难啊。
And he would say, this life is so difficult.
在多少年前，美国人都是一个人站就可以一家可以用了。
And many years ago in the States, if one breadwinner would be able to support the whole family.
但是如今的他，我们两个人拼命的站，好像还是不够用。
But nowadays, two of us are working so hard, still it doesn't seem to make ends meet.
那另外一个人呢？他说他也拼命的赚钱。
And another parent would say, "Oh, I work so hard to earn my living."
但有他的难处了。
And he does have a lot of problems.
啊，他输钱的时候、亏钱的时候，他里面很累。
He says, "Life is so grueling when I lose my money."
那他说他赢钱的时候、赚钱的时候，心里也是非常的累。
And then again, he said, "Even though I make a lot of money, but life is still grueling to me.
那么有另外一个人呢？他说他赚钱对他来说一点都没有问题。
And then another parent would say, "Oh, it's not a big issue for me to earn money."
哎呀，我就看着我这个孩子，他读书就读不上去，就心里看着急。
But I am so worried that my child could not excel at school.
那么前年呢，我碰到一个去那个过去小时候的一个朋友。
Few years ago, I met a friend of mine from youth.
啊，他到现在他钱也有了，孩子有了，什么什么都有了。
Now he has money, has children, he's got everything.
就刚才说的那些难处对他来说都没有。
And he has none of the problems I just mentioned.
但是他这些都有了，但是他说他觉得非常的空虚，日子很难过。
And then he says that I have all this, but the life is so empty. I still have a very hard time.
人今天不光碰到这些的难处。
Nowadays, men would encounter not only problems I just mentioned.
我碰到另外一个人，他说他是一个想洁身自好的那自好好的那样的一个人。
Another person I met says that he's trying to refine himself to be good.
但是他说他很难做一个好人啊。
But he said it's so hard to be a good person.
他说我不想贪钱了，贪污啊。
He says I would never be greedy.
但是他说我不贪污受贿都不行啊。
But in this society, even though you don't want to be greedy, you cannot do it.
他说在如果整个的单位里只有我一个人不贪污的话。
Because at work in the whole company, if I'm the only one,
别人都要指责我。
Who's not greedy? Then everybody else would point fingers at me.
他就说身不由己啊。
I can't help.
我想不犯罪都难呀。
It's hard, even not to commit sin.
所以今天神让我们看到，在有一座我们今天人生登的那一座山上。
So we see that as we are climbing in onto this mountain of our lives.
我们从任何一个角度来说，我们想不难都做不到啊。
From this every perspective that we're trying not to be like everybody else, but it's very hard to do so.
很多人越爬越登啊，越高。
A lot of people, the more they climb, the higher their position would be.
但有句话叫高处不胜寒啊。
But you hear this saying that you feel very cold in a high mountain.
啊，那今天呢？说最近呢？你说这个大概大陆大概有些新的政策出来。
Now in mainland China, nowadays they have a new policy.
啊，现在说有些爬到很高处的人啊，里面最近都非常的紧张啊。
All those who have climbed to the very high position, they are very nervous inside.
那今天神让我们看到，我们今天人生是在登一座山。
God does allow us to see that yes, we are climbing this mountain.
那这座山是一座不容易爬的山。
But it's a very difficult mountain for you to climb.
但今天有一个好消息。
However, today I have a good news.
今天有很多人在爬另外一座山，也是在地上生活。
That is, there are other people who are living in this world. They are climbing another mountain.
他们有一天开始爬耶和华的山。
They now trying to climb the mountain of the Lord.
他们的生活，整个人生完全不一样。
So their life, their living is totally different.
有一天，有位老人他做见证。
One day, this elderly person gave a testimony.
他说他要信耶稣了。
He said he wanted to believe in Jesus.
那么他说你为什么要信耶稣呢
？And people ask him, why do you want to believe in Jesus?
他说我就看着我的儿子，我就要信耶稣。
He said, I look at my son, then I know I have to believe in.
啊，他这个儿子是非常聪明的，在银行里做经理。
This son was very smart. He was the manager at a bank.
啊，但是不知道为什么他就是有那么多的女人可以跟在他身边。
And he didn't realize why is so many women want to hang around him.
那他的家庭一定是出问题的。
So he thought maybe there are some family issues here.
那他的爸爸说的，我就教育他那么多年，好几十年。
I have educated for so many decades.
我的儿子从来就没有改变过。
My son has never changed.
他自从信耶稣之后。
And but ever since he believed in Jesus.
他完全就不一样了。
And he was totally different.
他说我几十年都没有把他教育好。
For decades, I would not be able to educate him well.
他信了耶稣就完全不一样了。
After he believed in Jesus, he totally changed.
这个耶稣我要信。
And this Jesus, I want to believe.
你说当我们登到耶和华的山上就不一样了。
So when we assign to the mountain of the Lord, it is different.
有一位神的仆人,
there is one servant of God.
他有非常的爱心,
he is very loving.
很多有难处的年轻人呢, 他就是, 啊, 花很多时间在他们身上。
He spends a lot of time with the young people who have problems.
啊, 那么其中有一些年轻人根本连读书都不想读了。
And some of them didn't want to study at all.
啊, 在学校里也非常的, 捣蛋。
And at school, they were very naughty.
那后来慢慢的是因为这位弟兄的这样的爱心。
And gradually, because of the love of this brother,
啊, 那些年轻人一个个改变了。
This young man, one by one, was changed.
但是不要读书的人在大学里读到了最尖子，甚至第一名了。
Those who didn't want to stay study ended up studying the very best major in college, even in the first place.
同样的人,
these were the same people.
怎么会有不同呢?
How could they be so different now?
是在我们自己爬的人生的山上, 还是在耶和华的山上?
It all depends on, are you climbing your own mountain of life or the mountain of the Lord?
所以爬山这件事给我们一个很大的提醒。
Therefore, climbing mountain, this very matter gives us a reminder.
都在地上过日子。
We're all living in this world.
但是我们是在登谁的山?
But whose mountain are we climbing?
今天我们不光是登山,
not only are we climbing mountains today,
圣经给我们一个问题, 我们能不能有一天站在这位至高神的面前?
The Bible also gives us one question. Someday, will you be able to stand before this Most High God?
过去一个人他不登山,
and it used to be this person who never climbed the mountain, but he climbed stairs.
他登了几十层楼,
he climbed several, many stairs.
他非常的辛苦,
and he tried it very hard.
他觉得他身体非常的棒,
but he felt that, oh, I was in such a good shape physically.
但他辛辛苦苦登上去的时候,
so very laboriously, finally, he got to the top of the
tower. 他才发觉他的钥匙没有带,
he realized he forgot to bring the key.
这是我们今天人生要问的问题。
Isn't this the same question today we have to ask about our life?
我们在今天地上辛辛苦苦,
in this world, we work hard, we strive.
当我们登到一定的程度的时候,
when we climb to a certain point,
我们是否真的能进到我们的目标里面?
Are we really able to achieve, to obtain our goal?
我过去读书的时候有个经历呢, 常常提醒我,
when I was in school, I had this experience which often reminds me.
我考好试之后呢, 我读书是不错的。
I was very good at school.
但是我考好之后呢, 我里面感觉呢这次是不错的。
And after I took a test, I would feel that I did very well.
最后发现了考卷一看呢, 哎呀, 跟我想象的完全不一样, 怎么东错西错, 完全, 不是我想象的。
But when I got the test back, then I realized I didn't do well at all. How could I make mistakes here and there? This is so totally different from what I thought.
也有的时候呢, 我觉得今天考得不怎么样。
And other times, I would feel, oh, I didn't do too well this time.
那最后发现的成绩倒是相当的不错。
And then my score was pretty good.
有时候我觉得考得蛮差的, 最后班里是第二名啊。
And at one time, that I felt I really did it very badly. But it turned out that I was the second highest in my class.
那就给我里面一个提醒后来。
And then this reminds me.
今天我们的人生不是我们的感觉来说话的。
Now, in our life, it is not your sentiment that speaks.
最后是那位评阅考卷的老师,他说话说了算的。
It is the teacher who grades your paper rules.
圣经告诉我们,
and the Bible also tells us,
神若追究罪孽,
if God should mark iniquity,
谁能站得住呢?
Who is able to stand?
他刚才是讲到,在神的心目,神要的是守节性情的人。
And we just read, in the sight of God, God is seeking those with pure hands and clean hands and pure heart.
要不向虚妄, 不怀诡诈的人。
Who should not lift up his soul to falsehood and nor sworn deceitfully.
从我们实在来说, 我们其实都是一些守不节性不清的人。
But in reality, we're all those with unclean hands and impure hearts.
那过去有个故事非常能够说明我们的本相。
Here we have a story that could really tell us our real nature.
那么有一个仆人呢，有一个侍者呢，他就端了一盘那个排骨，那到一桌宴席上。
Now here is this waiter holding this whole plate of spare ribs and went to this banquet.
然后他那个盘子里面呢有十三块排骨。
And there are 13 pieces of this spare rib.
那么当中呢一共有十二位客人在那边吃。
And there, there were 12 guests at the table.
每个人都吃了一块。
So everyone had a piece.
还剩下一块。
There is one left.
张三说，哎呀，这块李四吃吧。
And so and so, this one would say, why don't you take it to another?
李四说，那个王五吃吧。
And so and so would say, oh, so and so, why don't you take it?
大家都非常的谦让。
Everyone would give preference to others.
那不知道怎么呢，突然停电了，停了两秒钟。
And we don't know what happened. All of a sudden, the electricity went out about 2 seconds.
那这两秒钟之后是发生什么局面呢？
And what happened in the after 2 seconds?
是那位端盘子的女仆的手抓在这多出来一块排骨上面。
It turns out that it is the the waitress whose hands was on this remaining spare rib.
那十二把叉子都插在她的手上。
And the 12 forks they all pitched right on her hand.
这是我们的本相。
And this is our true nature.
是我过去啊，有一段时间呢，我教过一些小孩子。
And in the past, for a period of time, I taught little kids.
其实我们大人啊，很多是这些这个手不洁净不清啊，我们还藏起来，不让别人看见。
Adults, even though they have impure hearts and clean hands, they will hide all this from others.
小孩子更容易暴露。
But the children simply tell it all.
当我看到一个才读 kindergarten 的小孩，他里面的心思意念的时候，我都吓坏了。
And there is this kindergartner. When I got to know his mind and thoughts, even I was so startled.
他偷吃了别人一颗薄荷的糖。
He stole a piece of mint candy from other kids.
我问他你有没有偷别人的糖吃。
So I asked him, did you steal the candy?
他说我没有偷。
He said, no, I did not.
我说你嘴巴里吃糖的味道都出来了。
I can smell the this mint from your mouth.
他说对，我是在吃这个糖。
And he says yes, I am eating this candy.
是谁的糖？是那个同学的糖。
Whose candy is this? Well, it's the other kid.
但他想了一个办法。
But then he came up with something.
他说但这不是我偷的。
But I did not steal it.
那是另外一个同学，其实跟他一样大的。
Another student stole this.
是另外一个同学。
This is another kid.
他说因为那个同学不太好。
Because this student was very bad.
他说所以呢，我有时候会向老师告状。
Sometimes I would tell on him to the teacher.
但是呢，他说他偷了这一块东西，故意塞给我吃。
So he stole this piece of candy and he just stuck it into my pocket.
来陷害我。
To set me up.
我这个人才只有五岁的人呢。
Look at that, he's only 5 years old.
我想五岁的人怎么这么的复杂，我都很难想象。
I could not imagine how complicated this 5-year-old was.
刚才我们读过圣经，我们读过人从小时候心里怀着恶念。
As the statement we just read in the Bible, ever since childhood, man has evil thoughts.
我们小时候说谎是不需要学的。
We didn't even have to learn to lie when we were young.
我们的心里就是怀着诡诈的。
In our heart, we just have this cunningness.
我觉得我们不讲别人，讲我自己。
Now, I don't want to talk about others. I'll talk about myself.
我小时候说谎，我很会说谎的。
When I was young, I was so good at lying.
那这个我父母啊，他们把这个什么半导体升级放在那边啊，我都玩好之后，都好好把他们放在那边。然后他们回来问我，我都说我没动过。半导体 radio， 那个时候小时候 radio。
And I would play with the family radio, and when my parents came home, I was so good at putting everything back together that they would never know I touched it.
我就是完全放在他原来的那个位置。
Because I put it right back to where it stood.
但是呢，我就小孩子毕竟是小孩子。
But a kid was a kid.
但有一次我放倒了。
At one time, I put it aside. Even though the spot is correct.
哎，所以他们回来问我有没有玩过，我是没玩过，就放在那边，我一点都没动过。
So my parents came back and they asked me, "Did you touch it?" I said, "No, I did not think right there."
啊，其实倒过来我自己都不知道。
I did not even know that the radio was put upside down.
大了还是这样啊。
And when I grew up,
我在读大学的时候。
When I was in college.
我在读大学的时候。
When I was in college.
早上要晨跑的。
I jogged in the morning.
啊，那个学校规定要晨跑的。
Because it's the school regulation.
啊，但是呢，很多人都早上不愿意爬起来的，我是愿意爬起来跑的。
So many others would not want to do so, but I was very willing to do so.
啊，那每次跑过去，别人都要登记的，你们班来几个人都是我报的。
And every time we went jogging, then we I had to go to this place to tell them how many people are here today.
那么二十几个人都只有五六个人到，你怎么去报啊？
Well, it's supposed to be 20 plus people, but only 5 or 6 show up. How would you tell them?
啊，我每次就这样报。我说今天我们少来了三个。
And I would tell them, today we have 3 missing.
啊，今天我们少来了四个。
Or 4 missing.
那么在人的想象中，你是还蛮老实的，对不对？别人都报都来了，你说少几个，那你应该是没有问题的。
And people would always give more higher number, but I would tell them.How many are missing? So people would think I am quite honest.
我们都是诡诈的。
We are also very cunning.
知道信了主之后。
After I believe in the Lord.
这个生命主的生命在我们里面了。
Now the Lord's life is in us.
说一个白谎都不行的。
You cannot even tell a white lie.
啊，有人别人问说，晚上你饭里有没有吃过
？When other people ask you, did you have your evening meal?
啊，那如果我没吃，我不想他让他请我吃饭。我如果我说我吃过了，里面会不平安的。
Even though I didn't want to have him treat me with this meal, but if I tell him that I've had it, then my heart, my conscience would rebuke me.
说你爬到这一座，登上那座山，你里面就完全不一样了。
Therefore, once you climb onto this mountain, the heart within you is totally different.
今天不光是诡诈的问题，怀不怀诡诈的问题。
Yeah, today is no longer this issue of having this falsehood and cunningness.
那这里面更是一个不像虚妄的问题。
Now here is the issue that you will not lift your soul to falsehood.
这人觉得人可以登上最高的山，人可以跑到这个太空中去。
We said that man could reach the highest mountain or even onto the moon.
但是圣经中神告诉人说，神知道人的意念是虚妄的。
But the Bible teaches that God knows man's heart and thoughts are futile.
有一处是讲神知道智慧人的意念是虚妄的。
And even the thought of the wise is futile.
在我们人性中有一个我们有个天然的意念，我们就是要与神同等。
In man's natural heart, we have to thought that we want to be equal with God.
我们要人定胜天。
Because man's will overcome everything.
神说人的这些的想法是虚妄的。
And God says all men's thoughts like this is.
为什么是虚妄的
Why is futile?
刚才我们读罗马书第一章告诉我们
Romans chapter 1 we read
我们人其实心中是明明是知道神的
We men in our hearts do know there is God
但是我们不愿意荣耀他不愿意把他当作神来感谢他荣耀
But we're not willing to glorify to be thankful for him
我们的心思就变为虚妄了
Therefore our thought becomes futile
我们无知的心就昏暗了
AndOur foolish hearts were darkened.
我们怎么才可能心清呢
How is it possible for we to have a pure heart?
自以为自称为聪明，反成为愚拙。
We profess to be wise, but actually we become fools.
人心中就一直怀着这样的意念。
This is the kind of thought man always have in his heart.
我们知道这地上有一个叫做进化论。
We know in this world we have this revolution.
进化论告诉我们什么
？Evolution. What can evolution tell us?
我们知道今天进化论就是在科学界的里面都受到了它没法解释的挑战。
Now even in the field of science, it's being challenged in things that it cannot explain away.
在进化论里面更深的一面还不光否认神的创造。
In evolution, it's not just denying God's creation.
有一个很可怕的灵在这个里面。
That is, there is this a terrible, horrible spirit we bring all this.
人可以进化，可以进化，进化。
That is to say, man is able to evolve, evolve.
这里面那个灵是我要与至上者同等的灵。
Its spirit is actually, I want to be equal with God.
今天有些比进化论更厉害的东西告诉我们，人可以这样。
And today, something even more forceful than evolution tells us.
人的心里就是不服。
That is, man's heart does not yield itself to God.
人生说人的这些意念是虚妄的。
So God says, all the thoughts like this are futile.
人里面有多少多少的意念，想了多少的办法要否认这本圣经是真的。
Man's thoughts.And within his heart are trying so hard to deny this very Bible.
虽然至今为止永远是人错，神永远是对的。
Until now, that is always God is right, men are wrong.
但是人没有放弃这样的一个意念。
But men never give up on this thought.
神说人的意念是虚妄的。
God says a thought like this is futile.
所以神特别告诉我们说，狂傲的人不能在神眼前站住。
God says so especially a pride person cannot stand before God.
谁能够站在他的圣所呢？
Who is able to stand in his holy place?
狂傲的人不能站住。
Arrogant one cannot.
狂傲的人狂傲到什么地步呢？
To what extent a person can be arrogant?
有一次圣经中有一句话很好地提醒了我。
In the Bible, there is a statement which reminds me
神告诉我们他是创造宇宙的神
that God is the God of the creation.
人岂能与神一同铺张穹苍吗？
Can man spread out the curtain, the heavens together with God?
这穹苍坚硬如同铸的镜子。
The heavens are so hard.Like the cast bronze.
我们说这个穹苍怎么会坚硬呢？
And we would ask how could the heavens be hard?
穹苍不就是大气层吗？
Isn't that just the vapory atmosphere?
但神说它坚硬。
But God said it is hard.
神什么意思？
What does this mean?
神借着这个穹苍是保护地球的。
Through this heaven, it protects.The earth.
你非常厉害的运势要往地球上打，经过这么一个穹苍就不行了。
If you try very hard trying to pierce holes in this whole earth, then you know you won't be able to make it.
所以他说坚硬是把我们人是保护在神的保护里面。
So this hardness is to protect all the man within.
他是人觉得没有问题，我们可以冲破它。
But man feels.That's no problem. We will be able to prevail against it.
少数的宇航员他们是存了一个敬畏的心。
Very few navigators have this heart of fear to God.
当他们飞出去的时候，他们赞美神啊，你的伟大，你创造的大功。
And these navigators of the sky, the pilots, when they fly out of space to outer space, they simply thank God, praise God for His heavens.
多数人不是这样的想法的。
Most of us don't think it this way.
我们有本事。
They would say, "Oh, we are capable."
我们可以登上月亮，我们可以飞到木星、土星。
We can climb to the moon, to the Mars.
这些大气层是什么？我们有人造出来的材料可以冲破这一切。
We have man-made material. We are able to fly right through to it.
有些事情的发生是给人的一个提醒。
Some things that would happen, they serve as reminders to man.
人在神面前太狂傲了。
Men before God are very often so arrogant.
那么有一位的基督徒呢，他刚信主啊，他就说：“哎呀，人叫做不务正业。”
A new believer, after he just believed in Jesus, he would say that men really don't do things right, actually mess around with things.
神要人是生养众多，遍满地面，治理这地。
God wants man to multiply, to rule the earth.
但是人呢，这个地上有那么多的问题，这么多的难处，人的罪恶都没有解决。
But on the earth, the man has so many problems. like sins, now that it has been resolved.
没有问题，我们有问题，我们有本事，我们可以把很远去了，将来人都可以移民到哪里去。
And people keep thinking that, oh, this is not a problem at all. We could do and go to any faraway place, even to the moon.
今天神让我们看到，这圣经中告诉我们。
However, from the Bible, God tells us that.
骄傲在跌倒之前。
Before fall comes the pride.
那个的跌倒，那个的意思不光是一件事情砸了。
This fall doesn't mean that you fail something.
那个的意思也是告诉我们，人因着骄傲。
It also tells us man because of this pride.
人最根本的问题，因为在神的面前，人不摆账。
The very root of man's problem is that man do not appreciate God.
接下来人就损伤了。And
then after that, man suffer loss.
人就没法医治了。Man
cannot be healed.
我们就坏掉了，我们就烂掉了。And
we are doomed, and we become bad.
所以当我们看到那个圣经中的启示的时候，
So as we read about all the revelation in the Bible,
圣经说是不前不义。
The Bible says unrighteousness and ungodliness.
也就是说，当不前就是人跟神的关系不对，人不把神当做神的时候。
Ungodliness means that our relationship with God is not right. We do not consider him as God.
接下来各样的人间不义的事情都发生了。
And then after that, all kinds of unrighteous things in the world simply happen.
无论从人的老祖宗开始到如今的情况到将来都是不变的。
Man's condition from our forefathers until now and even unto the future, the same thing happens again and again.
人跟神的问题发生了难处，才会带来各样人的罪恶。
When we have problems with God, and then that brings forth all other problems among man.
因为我们常听说，我们今天最终是因为老祖宗那边搬过来的。
We often are told that our problems, the problem with sin, is all from our forefathers.
我们想想，我这个老祖宗一定犯了一个非常可恶、非常污秽、非常坏的大恶。
Then we would think that probably made this grave, horrible, dreadful sin.
但最后一看，不是。
Then we realize, no, it's not so.
我们的老祖宗没有听神的话，吃了一个果子。
It's just our ancestors did not listen to God, and he ate some fruit they're not supposed to.
马上撒谎，马上杀人，马上这些事情，一样样的都来了。
Right away, they lied and they killed one another. All these things simply ensued.
世界上有一个很经典的国家叫以色列。
And in this world, there is a country called Israel.
那以色列这个国家，圣经中告诉我们，它历史也告诉我们，什么时候他们跟神是敬畏的，他们里面地上也没有问题。
Their experiences and also according to the Bible, they all tell us as long as they have this heart to fear God, within them on the earth there was peace.
然后我们再看将来。
And then let's look at the future.
今天你可以看到世界上越来越混乱。
Today you can see that the world has been going more and more chaotic.
圣经告诉我们将来的灾难更可怕。
And the Bible teaches us that the chaos in the future is even more horrible.
今天只是将来灾难的一点影子而已。
Today is simply the shadow of the horrible things to come.
那将来灾难的第一个灾难。
Now the first tribulation. Of the future disaster.
圣经启示我们的,
As the Bible reveals,
到那个时候, 当仇敌、当魔鬼在人的心思中把神压下去了以后,
And after the enemy Satan has suppressed the notion of God in man,
这是第一个灾,
This is the first disaster.
接下来地上战乱，地上各种的事情全部一个个发生。
And after that, the woes, all kinds of wars, they just continue to happen.
所以今天我们说为什么信耶稣？
So today we ask, why do we have to believe in Jesus?
我们都是罪人。
Because we are all sinners.
关键是要知道我们罪在哪里。
The key is, you have to know where your sin lies.
我过去碰到一位他宣教士。
I used to know this missionary.
他就跟我说，他其实很早很早他就知道是罪人了。
He told me that actually Way way back, he knew he was a sinner.
他很晚很晚才信耶稣。
But it was until very very late he believed.
我跟他说，你那时候以为你是个罪人，你还不知道你是罪人。
I told him at that time you thought you were a sinner, but actually did not know you were a sinner.
你最多只是像圣人一样觉得，哎呀，有点这个道德上有点这个污秽的想法，有点这做说谎的说不好的事。
What you understood is just like the rest of the world that you have some ethical drawbacks, some filthy thoughts.
除非你看到这位独一至高的神，我们竟然不敬畏他，不承认他，这才是人的大罪。
Unless you know that this Most High, the only God, you do not fear, this is the greatest sin you have.
圣经告诉我们，世人的行动实系幻影。
And the Bible teaches us that man's moves, works are really shadows.
人的忙乱，那都是虚妄，枉然。
All men of man's business is just futile.
直到有一天，这个人说：“我等候的是什么？”
Until one day, this person is able to say, "Whom is that I'm waiting for?"
我的指望在乎你。
My hope is in you.
我们的指望在乎神。
Our hope is in God.
这是人的罪的根源。
Otherwise, not knowing, not fearing Him is the root of our sin.
今天我们好像做得还不错。
Now today it seems that we're doing very well.
独一的神，我们跟他关系错了。
However, if your relationship with this only God is wrong,
我们就在罪的当中。
Then we are in sin.
我们就在虚妄的中间。
We are in futility.
我们不诡诈也不行。
We cannot help but being cunning.
今天我们看到神给我们有希望。
But today we see that God has given us this hope.
这个希望是刚才我们读的一个人叫做雅各。
This hope is explained by this person we talk about, Jacob.
当我们刚才读到这一对兄弟的时候。
When we read about this couple of brothers.
有一个哥哥叫做以扫。
This brother, older one, called Esau.
圣经告诉我们的以扫，他善于打猎的，他很勤奋的。
The Bible tells us that this Esau is very diligent, he's good at hunting.
他打猎给他爸爸吃，他很孝顺的。
He would always bring all the game to his father, he's been very obedient.
每次我读到刚才我们读的以扫的经文的时候。
And every time I read about the account of Esau.
我里面有种说不出的感慨。
I just have this some kind of sentiment. It's very hard to describe.
从我们人的一般的观念说，以扫真是个不错的人。
Because from our human mind, that Esau is really pretty good.
你说他弟弟骗了他。
Even though his brother deceived him.
但他有一天他可以原谅他的弟弟。
Esau one day forgave his brother.
他可以跑过去抱住弟弟，
he would even run over to embrace,
搂住弟弟的颈项与他亲嘴，
hold on to him and kissing him.
两个人都哭了，
and both of them wept.
这是多么重感情的一个人。
Oh, what a sentiment here.
如果在地上今天我们都是像他一样的， 我们真是不错的了。
If everyone of us on the earth would be like Esau, we are doing really pretty good.
而且当他的弟弟要跟他赔罪的时候，
and even when his brother was trying to apologize,
他跟他弟弟说，我的已经够了，你的扔归你吧，兄弟啊。
And Esau said, oh, I have had enough. Yours is yours, my brother.
啊，这是一个很厚道的人。
So this is a very generous and honest.
在我们人的心中，这是一个真是不错的人。
In our man's heart, this is a person like this should be considered a good one.
这是让我们里面很蛮感动的。有的时候，我从人的角度来说。
From man's perspective, sometimes when you look at Esau, it's really very touching to see what he does.
但他的弟弟叫雅各。
But his brother is called Jacob.
那个名字就是会抓会捞。
That means the name itself means to grab.
而且会想出各种各样卑鄙的伎俩来捞。
He would think of all kinds of lowly schemes to grab.
他骗他的哥哥。
He scammed his brother.
他骗走了他哥哥的继承权。
He deceived his brother for his birthright.
他骗走了他哥哥的祝福。
He took away all his brother's blessings.
在我们的想象中，他的哥哥才是个好人。
In our mind, his brother Esau is a good person.
我们有时候觉得我们跟他哥哥是差不多的人。
And sometimes we feel we're pretty much like Esau.
我们为什么还要信耶稣？
Why should we believe in Jesus?
但你很奇怪，神说以扫是我所恶的。
But strange is that God says Esau I hated.
雅各是我所爱的。
Jacob I love.
今天神要拯救的是寻求神的雅各，不是那个好像不错的以扫。
Today God wants to save him who is like Jacob, seeking God, not like Esau.
因为在神的心中，这个哥哥他是轻看神给他的祝福的。
Because in God's heart, Esau is the one who despises the blessings.
但是弟弟雅各虽然非常非常的坏，其实我们都是这么的坏。
Even Jacob was really, really bad, but actually we're all like him.
但他在他心的最深处里面，他是要神的。
But in the very depth of his heart, he wanted God.
他至少要神的祝福的。
At least he wanted the blessings from God.
他有一天也知道自己的本事或自夸的本事是虚妄的。
And also one day he realized that all his ability to be proud is really
good. 我也相信他也承认自己实在是个一塌糊涂诡诈的人。
He would acknowledge that he himself was so messed up, a very cunning person.
他们祝福我们都是有希望的人。
So that means that we are all, we all have this hope.
那么他的哥哥是做什么呢？
What does his brother do?
他哥哥后来跑到了一个地方去。
His brother ends up going to a place.
在这个地方是以宗教著名的地方。
And to this place, which is very famous for all kinds of.
宗教就是告诉我们，虽然我们不怎么好，但是我们可以用我们的好行为，慢慢的去把我们改造好的。
Religion tells us that even though we are not that good, but through religion we are able to gradually refine us.
圣经告诉我他的后代。
And the Bible tells us that the descendants of Esau.
就是在神面前是狂傲的人。
Are arrogant people before God.
就在神心中，神爱的是雅各。
So in the heart of God, he loved Jacob.
神恶的是以扫。
He hated Esau.
神告诉我们，宗教救不了人。
And God tells us that religion can never save people.
圣经告诉我们，古世人就是黑人的皮肤，岂能改变呢？
And the Bible teaches us that the people from the Cushing, people from Cush, can their skin be changed?
豹岂能改变它的斑点呢？
Can a leopard change its spots?
若是能行，你们这习惯行恶的人便能行善了。
If this can happen, all those who are so used to doing evil things will be changed.
今天神告诉我们，本质上是习惯作恶的人。
So God tells us that in our very essence, we are accustomed to do bad.
我们本质上是坏了。
In very nature of ours, we are bad.
本质上已经烂了。
They are corrupt.
可是有时候我们可以用外表帮自己掩饰掩饰。
But outwardly, we're able to cover ourselves.
我们可以拿出一些神奇成绩来掩盖掩盖我们的本质。
We can show off some credit to cover ourselves.
但宗教改变不了人。
But religion can never change.
但是国内我们的是叫劳动改造，改造不了人。
And in China, we would say that to be reformed through labor.
像雅各那样，他自己知道不行，自己知道是坏的人，他有希望了。
And Jacob knows that he is bad, he's hopeless. A person like this has hope.
你神说神要祝福他。
Because God says he will bless a person like this.
神告诉我们，像雅各这样的是蒙福的。
And God tells us that people like Jacob are blessed.
是蒙救他的神要使他称义的。
Will receive this righteousness of his God of salvation.
他在雅各在我们的心中啊，我们读了这几句话，我们可能的意思读错了。
And also, as we read all these statements, we might misunderstand it.
啊，我们好像说，如果一个人呢，如果是守节、心清啊，然后是不怀诡诈，也不像虚妄，那么他是能够蒙福的，蒙神称他为义的。
We might think that if a person has clean hands, pure heart, does not lift up his soul to falsehood, does not swear deceitfully, then this person will receive blessings and righteousness from God.
那如果是这样的话，我们都没希望了。
If it is the case, none of us have any hope.
感谢神，神不是这个意思。
Thank God, God does not mean it this way.
神的意思是，纵然我们做不出什么好的事情。
God means that even though we can never do any good thing.
我们就像那个雅各。
We are just like this Jacob.
坏透了。
We are so rotten.
有一天我们真是看到我们在这位至高至圣的神面前，我们其实是坏透了。
One day we will see that before this most High, most holy God, we are so bad.
我们愿意去寻求这一位神。
But we are willing to seek this God.
神说他要祝福我们。
And God says He will bless us.
他说他要拯救我们。
He says He will save us.
他说他要使我们诚意。
He says He will justify us.
然后我们才可以守节，我们才可以清心，我们才可以不怀诡诈，不向虚妄。
And then we can become people with pure hearts, clean hands, and we do not lift up our soul to falsehood. We do not swear deceitfully.
所以圣经告诉我们，不在于定义的，不在于奔跑的。
The Bible says that it's not up to the one who wills, nor he who runs.
有一天，一个定义很好的，有一奔跑很好的，他会说，只有天晓得。
One day, the person who wills to run can only say that only God knows.
是说，这些都不需要。
But we don't have to be like this.
这时候关键在乎是怜悯的神。
So the pivot point is that it's up to the God who shows pity.
神说我们得救是本乎恩也因着信。
So God says that we are saved because of faith by His grace.
都是神所赐的。
And it's all given by God.
不是因着人的行为。
None of this is because man's work.
叫人无可自夸。
So that man cannot boast before him.
所以神解决我们问题从根本上解决的。
So when God solves the problem, He deals with from the very root.
为什么你只要信耶稣就可以了？
Why do you as long as you believe in Jesus?
因为神做好了他一切的那一边的。
It's because on His side, God has accomplished everything that needs to be done.
人的最坏的问题就是自夸。
And man's worst thing is
人觉得人定胜天。
Man feel that man's will prevail.
人比神还能够解决问题。
Man is better than God to solve it.
只要你只要信。
But God says just believe.
显出一切都是恩典。
So then everything is because of grace.
你没什么好夸，在神的面前服下来。
There's nothing for you to boast about. Just submit yourself before God.
这叫在根源上解决人的问题。
So God solves man's problems at the very root.
我刚到美国的时候，别人跟我传福音。
When I first came to the States, people shared the gospel with me.
我也去礼拜天也去。
Now Sundays go to church.
但是我都听不懂的。
But I couldn't understand.
大概半年以后。
It's about half a year later.
一位中国的弟兄从另外一个城市跑来跟我们分享。
Now, a Chinese brother from another city came to the church to share with us.
我其实还是听不懂的。
Still, I couldn't get the message.
但我记住了一句话。
But I did remember one thing.
之前别人问你每个礼拜天跑去听到什么东西啊？
When it used to be when people asked me, you went to church on every Sunday, what did you hear?
我说我不知道他们讲什么东西。
I don't know what they were talking about.
我大概唯一能够记得起来是谁在打鱼啊。
The only thing I remember is somebody fishing.
但是自从那次之后呢，我知道了你们是讲什么。
But from that time on, I understood what they were talking about.
虽然我还不信。
Even though I did not believe.
那位弟兄讲，我们信没信就信什么被钉在十字架上的耶稣基督。
That brother told us that whatever you believe, the thing what you believe the very Jesus who was crucified on the cross for you.
我就想起来前几年我碰到一个福音朋友。
And I just remember that a few years ago I ran across into this gospel friend.
他有一个非常宝贵的心啊。
He has such a very precious heart.
他说我不信，我也不懂。
He said, "I do not believe, nor do I understand."
但是当我看到你们都这么的专心在读圣经的时候
，But when I see all of you are so focused on reading God's word,
我就相信你们圣经里面一定是有道理、有东西的。
Then I believe there must be something in the Bible that makes so much sense that you believe.
只是我现在还搞不懂。
It's just right now I don't understand it.
啊，这就是一个寻求耶和华的雅各啊。
Now this is the Jacob who seeks God.
啊，大概过了不久，他信主了。
Now long after that he believed.
今天我们可能一下子不是马上听懂。
Now nowadays maybe you don't understand it immediately.
但是我们愿意寻求的是说寻求的就寻见。
But if you're willing to seek, then God says, He who seeks will find.
你的圣经告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us.
我们今天的救恩是什么？
What is our salvation?
他被交给人是为我们的过犯。
That is, He was delivered up. Jesus was delivered up for our offense.
我们都是不虔的人。
We're all ungodly people.
我们的结果必然也都是不义的人。
our end is just to become unrighteous man.
我们以为很有价值的东西，有一天我们看到是虚妄的。
Things that we think are so valuable, one day will become futile.
因着这样的虚妄，我们也进入诡诈。
And because of this futility, we now become very cunning.
我们都是得罪这位至高至圣神的神。
We're all the people who sin against the Most High, Most Holy God.
我们在他面前都站立不住。
None of us can stand before him.
按照圣经，我们都有永远的刑罚等着我们。
According to the Bible, each one has this eternal punishment waiting for them.
但是主耶稣基督他为我们的过犯被交给人钉在十字架上。
The Lord Jesus Christ, because of our offenses, was delivered up to man and crucified on the cross.
使我们免去了这些的刑罚。
So that we have avoided all these punishments.
我们这些罪人在神面前，因为刑罚已经被承受掉了，神看我们是义人了。
Because all the punishments were borne by someone else, so before God we are righteous.
前些天我听一个基督徒，他说他怎么得救的。
A few days ago, I heard the testimony of a Christian about how he was saved.
他听了一个比方。
Because he heard about this analogy.
他听了一个比方，他说有一个小孩子，他在店里就拿了东西走出去了。
A young child just took some stuff in the store and walked out.
店员把他拦住了。
And the sales clerk stopped him.
跟他父母讲，只有两个选择。
And told this child's parents, you only have two choices.
一个我们把他扣留起来。
One, we would hold him back here.
另外一个你交钱。
The other is payback.
那父母是没有二话好说的。
So the parents had no second thing to say.
他不愿意他被扣在那边。
Because they did not want their child to be held back.
这位弟兄他觉得这人是那样的无助的，一点办法都没有的。
So the brother said, many are just like this child.
我们要永远的坐监狱的。
Forever we will be imprisoned.
但是因为有一个代价付了。
But because this ransom is paid.
这个代价我们是付不清的。
And this price we can never be able to afford.
神爱我们，他为我们付了这些代价。
God so loved us, he had paid the price.
他不光为我们死。
Not only did he die for us.
他复活为我们称义。
He also rose from the dead and for us to be able to be made righteous before him.
他如果他不活过来的话。
If he was never raised up.
有人就说的人觉得那他到底有没有付清呢？
And people would say, has he paid our debt or not?
他复活表面有一个的事实。
He rose from the dead, there is one fact.
在神的心中已经他已经付清了。
That is before God, this debt is being paid off.
不光如此，他复活。
Not only so, he resurrected.
叫一些信他的。不至灭亡，反得永生。
So everyone who believes him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
他复活的生命，那永远的生命，神的生命就进到我们的里面。
This eternal, resurrected life, God's life, now has entered into us.
我开头所讲的那个人，他为什么之前是在跟乱搞女人的？为什么他能够后来就不一样了
？Now in the beginning, I gave you an example about this person who was a womanizer, and then later he so changed.
走在等耶和华山的人，他们里面有神的生命在他们里面。
Because this one climbed the mountain of the Jehovah, and within his heart is the life of God.
为什么可以原来说谎不眨眼睛，但是现在的说谎里面当然过不去了？
Why is it that I used to be the one who lies without blinking my eyes, but now if I do tell a lie, my conscience will never let me go?
神儿子的生命在我们里面。
Because the life of the Son.Of God,
今天我们登耶和华的山跟世人是不同的。
So today we climb the mountain of the Lord, and we are different from the rest.
当我们信的那一刹那
，At the very moment we believe,
一个永远的一个高贵的生命到我们里面。
This eternal noble life has entered into you.
他是我们的帮助。
He is our help.
我过去啊，那我过去也还没有好好追求的时候啊，我也跟别人学的打网球。
It used to be I was not earnestly seeking the Lord, so I learned from others to play tennis.
我打不来网球啊。
But I didn't do well.
我想打乒乓球那样的打网球。
I used to play tennis like I play ping pong.
但后来这个肘就坏掉了。
And then I ruined my elbow.
就伸不直了。
I wasn't able to stretch it straight.
比如说那叫做网球肘啊。
So it's called the tennis elbow.
啊，我也擦药，我也按摩，也找这个找那个。
I did all kinds of things, medication, massage.
啊，有些表面的效果。
And on the surface, it did work a bit.
但根治不了。
But the root was never.
有一天，别人介绍我一个医生。
And one day, somebody introduced me to a doctor.
哇，真灵啊！
And his way, his method, it really works.
啊，他就拉着我的手，啊，说你这个问题一秒钟帮你搞定啊。
And he said, "Oh, okay, your problem, I can resolve it in 1 minute."
然后他就搀着我的手啊。
Therefore, he held my hand.
在这里一敲啊。
And he just knocked on my elbow.
哇，这一敲，我里面的感觉就完全不一样了。
And with this one knock, that the feeling inside me is.
啊，我里面知道这个是个好医生，他知道问题在哪里。
Because I knew that this is a good doctor, he knew.
虽然我还是有一点点的酸。
Even though still I felt numb and sore.
几天后才完全的恢复。
It's after a few days I was fully recovered.
但是他这么一敲敲一下，我就知道问题根本上解决了。
But with this one knocking, I realized that the problem was solved. The root problem was solved.
我们的神知道我们最根本的问题。
And God knows our very root problem.
他给我们的是最根本的救法。
And also, His salvation is the one who cures.At the root.
不是说你得救的那一天你就完美了。
It's not saying that the minute you are saved, you have become perfect.
但是你里面就是至少你里面是有把握，根本的问题已经解决了。
But within your heart, you do have this assurance that you know the very root problem is solved.
无神论的人、佛教徒的人，变最后成为基督的人多的是。
There are so many Christians who used to be atheists or Buddhists.
但是从来没有一个真正的基督徒会再变成无神论者和佛教徒。
But never a real Christian would revert to become a Buddhist or Muslim again.
凡尝过登耶和华山的人，他再也不愿意再去登其他的山了。
He who has climbed the mountain of the Lord would never climb any other mountain.
一年前我们中间来了，一年多前来了一位新移民。
About a year ago, in our assembly, there was this new immigrant.
他日子也是蛮艰巨的。
And he had a very hard time.
有一天他信主了。
But one day he believed in the Lord.
里面得到了一种说不出来的平安。
Within his heart, he just had this peace indescribable.
他做了一个见证。
And he gave a testimony.
他说他有一个朋友。
He said he had a friend.
有一天打电话问他。
One day this friend called him, asked him.
聊着聊着就跟他说，哇，我怎么觉得你里面有什么很特别的平安呢？
Because as they were chatting, this friend said, "Why did I feel that you have this such a special?"
我很羡慕你。
With you, I'm so envious.
这位弟兄做见证说。
So this brother testified.
一辈子各种方面，从读书、工作、赚钱，都是我羡慕他的。
Throughout my life, at school, at work, it is always I who envy him.
这是第一次他羡慕我啊。
This is the very first time that my friend envied me.
登耶和华的山是不一样的。
So, climbing the mountain of the Lord is different.
有一首歌叫做每一步越走越光明。
There is hymn in it, a phrase said that every step of the climbing is brighter and brighter.
像攀登黄金阶梯。
It's like climbing the golden steps.
每重担越跳越轻省。
And the burden is becoming lighter and lighter.
诚实地说，你都是有重担的人。
Honestly, everyone of us has burden.
但神主说要到他面前了，他让你得安息。
But the Lord says, "Come to me, I will give you peace."
你从人生，你还是在活你的人生，但你到了耶和华的山上，你的一生是不同的。
You will continue to live your life, but if you climb the mountain of the Lord.Then you're different.
在这条路上，神说他按他自己的名引导我们走义路。
And in this path, the Lord says that by His name, He is leading us.
刚才我讲了一位爸爸信主了。
I just mentioned that this father believed in the Lord.
有另外一位，有个妈妈信主了。
Now here, I'll give you another example.
那爸爸信主是在我过去的聚会的里面。
In the Lord, this father used to be in my previous.
那就妈妈信主是在我现在的教会里面。
Now this mother who believes in the Lord is right now in my.
啊，他儿子就是喜欢赌博。
His son just loves to gamble.
啊，赌的他妈妈一点办法。有一天他妈妈信主了。
Now, the mother was just at her with Anne, but one day she believed in the Lord.
哎呀，她说我的儿子自从他悔改、承认罪人、接受耶稣，他生活完全不同了。
And she said that once my son repented, believed in the Lord, accepted him, then she is so totally different.
啊，主复活的生命在我们的里面引领我们爬这一条登这个山。
This is all because of this resurrection life within us, leading us.To climb this mountain of the Lord.
啊，这一位弟兄啊，他其实他原来的跟他的的还不是妻子啊，实际上是同居。
Actually, the this brother was staying with a woman, not his wife.
啊，当他读到圣经里面床不可误会的时候。
But when he reads in the Bible, it says that the marriage bed should not be defiled.
啊，这个复活的生命在他里面催促他，他要进入婚姻，不能再像原来那样。
So this risen life within him urges him not to do so again. They have to get married.
啊，他原来领了一些福利是违法的。
And also he used to get all the benefits, welfare benefits illegally.
啊，当里面这个生命催促他的时候，他知道他不能再那样干。
But the life within kept nudging him, so he would not do it anymore.
在这当中，我们有太多太多的例子，登耶和华的山是何等的不同。
Now, there are so many examples, they all serve to explain the difference when you climb the mountain of the Lord.
今天我们讲了那么多登耶和华的山。
Now, we will talk so much about climbing the mountain of the Lord.
我们还是要回到谁能占他的圣所。
Now, we have to come back to who can stand in his holy place.
今天神这样的爱我们。
Today, God so loved.
神知道我们今天再怎么努力一辈子，有一天我们根本问题不解决，我们不能站在他的圣所。
God knows that no matter how toil or labor we could, that if the root problem is not solved, we are not able to stand before.
今天是我们寻求耶和华面的时候，像雅各那样的时候。
Today is the day that we can seek after His face, just like Jacob did.
有一天，当时间过去了。
Now, one day when the time is finished,
当这些机会过去了
when all the opportunities are gone,
我们看到里面有各种各样的人，壮士也好，有钱的也好。
Then we see all kinds of people, the strong ones, the rich ones.
他只能躲避做宝座者的面。
They can only hide themselves from the face of the
Lamb. 和羔羊的愤怒。
And from the wrath of the Lamb.
因为神说，到审判的时候，我们跟神之间问题解决不了的人是不能站立得住的。
Because God says, at the time of judgment, if we are not able to solve the issues before, between God and us, we are not able to stand.
今天神不光用他的权能来压我们。
Today, it's not God is using His power to suppress.
他这里讲到羔羊的愤怒。
Here, the Bible talks about wrath.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
羔羊是神的底线。
The lamb is the bottom line of God.
羔羊是不会发怒的。
The lamb would not enrage.
有一天，公义的神，他说羔羊他也会发怒。
But the righteous God said, one day this lamb would be furious.
因为神曾经成为人。
Because God once became man.
为了替代我们的罪。
In order to substitute for our sin.
他是羔羊被宰杀。
He is the lamb slain.
羔羊是神的救法。
So lamb is the salvation of God.
羔羊是底线。
The lamb is the very bottom line.
神仿佛在说，我还有什么要做出来，才能够来赢得我们的心？
And so God is saying, what else could I do?
还有更大的代价可以付给人吗？
Is there any higher, greater price that He can pay for me?
神知道人都不浅不义。
God knows men are all ungodly and unrighteous.
我们扪心自问，如果我们认真的话。
If we are serious,
我们知道我们手不洁心不清。
We know we have impure hearts.
神也知道。
God knows that too.
他已经把最大的代价已经付出了。
He has paid the greatest price.
他说寻求神的雅各他是能够蒙福的。
He who seeks God will receive blessings.
我们怎么能够蒙福的？
Then how can we be blessed?
神的儿子。
Through God's
son, 他挂在木头上
He hung on the wood.
他把苦杯喝去
He has drunk up all the bitter cup.
他愿意把福杯给我们
He's willing to give us this cup of blessing.
苦杯咒诅他受
He has taken the cup of curse and bitterness.
我们可以享受救恩。
Now we can enjoy his salvation.
当被人这么钉在十字架上的时候。
When he was crucified on the cross.
他说父啊赦免他们因为他们所做他们不知道。
Father forgive them for they do not know what they do.
但今天羔羊已经被宰杀。
Today the lamb has slain.
今天神我们不知道的神今天已经告诉了我们。
And the things I do not know, God has already told us.
我有一天问一个小孩子。
Now, one day I ask the child.
如果你是这样的被钉在十字架上。
If it's you.
你会做什么
cross, what would you do?
他说 I will curse them.
I'll curse them.
今天我们的神没有这样的来咒诅我们。
But God, today God does not curse them.
他钉在十字架上说赦免他们。
When he is hung on the cross, he says,
求父神赦免我。
He asked the Father God to forgive.
他把所有的代价，他一个人，他作为他神的儿子，作为人，为我们全部都付。
As the Son of God, as man, he bore all the price, all the burden.
神说这是我代价的底线。
And God says, this is the very.
神说神也不能再多做什么来，多做什么。
There is nothing else.
神已经仁慈了。
God has done all he could do.
今天他的话也讲得那么的清楚。
And today his word is made so clearly.
他告诉我们人的本相。
He's told us our true nature.
他告诉我们最根本的问题。
He's told us about our root problem.
他把最根本的问题给我们解决了。
And he has already solved the very root problem.
免费的送到我们的手里。
Freely give it into your hands.
他愿意我们都成为蒙福的雅各。
He wants all of us to become the blessed Jacob.
他愿意我们都能够登耶和华的山。
He wants all of us to be able to climb the mountain of the Lord.
每一步是越走越光明。
Every step.
每重担越跳越轻松。
It's easier, the burden is lighter.
今天我们愿不愿意？
Are we willing today?
愿不愿意那么简单的来接受这个救
赎？ Are we willing to receive the salvation?
从此我们还是活在地上，但我们的生命是我们的人生是何等的不同。
Then, even though we are still living in this world, our life would be so different.
我们也有永远荣耀的盼望。
And we also have this glorious hope.
愿意我们今天听到神的话的人。
May it be that today, when we hear His voice,
面对这样一位至圣的神,
facing such holy, most holy God,
我们能够俯伏下来,
that we will submit ourselves,
我们只要简单的相信,
just with a simple faith,
他必拯救我们,
He will save us,
你要成为神所爱的,
you will become one of the beloved of God,
你要成为蒙福的雅各,
you will become the blessed Jacob.
我想我们在我们的中间,
Let me ask among us.
如果你听了这个福音,
after you have heard this gospel,
如果你里面愿意简单的就接受这位救主,
if within your heart, with a simple faith, you're willing to receive this Lord,
好吧,我们一同祷告。
Shall we pray together?
我们一同来祷告。
Let's pray together.
亲爱的神,我们向你献上感恩。
Dear God, we just offer to you our thanksgiving.
主啊，你若不用你的话向我们指明的话，我们真是不认识我们的本相。
Lord, if you do not indicate to us through your word,
我们也
we never know our true name.
我们也不知道我们一生的忙碌，一生的目标在哪里。
We do not know our very goal through our busy life.
当主啊，你告诉我们我们的意念都是虚妄的时候。
Oh Lord, when you tell us that all our thoughts are futile.
我们愿意不再活在虚妄的下面。
We're willing not to live in futility anymore.
我们愿意来登在耶和华的山上。
We're willing to ascend into the hill of the Lord.
我们愿意以这位又真又活的神为我们的神。
We want to make you the true and living God, our God.
主啊，你为我们付上了何等的代价。
Oh Lord, what the price you have paid.
我们一切的其他的都是虚妄。
Everything else is futile.
天下人间没有赐下别的名可以靠的拯救。
There is none other name given under heaven among men by which we must be saved.
唯有你是我们的救主。
Only you are our Savior.
信主的人是何等的有福。
How blessed is he who believes in the Lord.
我们今天愿意成为有福的人。
Today, we want to be blessed ones.
我们愿意成为蒙你救恩成为诚义的人。
We want to become justified to receive your righteousness.
好了，有一天我们实在说，在你的圣所前，我们可以站立得住。
so that one day before your holy place that we are able to stand.
并且蒙你永远的福分。
And also receive your everlasting blessing.
主啊，在这世人都说要感恩的日子。
Oh Lord, on this very day that everybody is thankful.
我们在你面前都要说我们敢向你献上感恩。
Before you, we want to say, we just want to offer our thanks.
你解决了我们最根本的问题。
Because you have solved our root issues.
你付上了何等的代价。
What a price you have paid.
都是恩典。
All is grace.
都是你的怜悯。
All is your mercy.
谢谢我们的主。
Thank you, our Lord.
一切的感恩敬拜都要归给你。
To you be all the worship and thanksgiving.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Hear our prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.